You are listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential reports that Andrew Cuomo on July 6th appointed Kelly Cummings, current communications director for the Senate Republican majority, as deputy chief of staff and senior advisor to the Democratic governor. Quote, Kelly is a proven leader who for years has operated at the highest levels of state government, and I'm proud to have her join this administration, Cuomo said in a statement. Quote, with her talent, experience, and expertise, she will be a great addition to our team, and we look forward to working with her to move New York forward, end quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Michael Ryan reports in the Windham Journal that after 4 years, organizers will not have a mud fest in Prattsville this year on the anniversary of Tropical Storm Irene's devastation of the town. The late August festival is not happening because insurance costs for holding events in mud are rising, according to Mudfest Committee co-director Stephanie Braswell. Quote, I can't believe it. I'm very saddened. This was something that has been in the air for a couple of years, but we thought we had it licked. We fought it, but there was nothing we could do, Braswell said. Insurance companies now want all vendors to have individual certificates of insurance, which Braswell said is not possible. The event had mud pits, a mud obstacle course, and celebrated the town's response to the flooding. Read the full story in the Windham Journal. The Albany Times Union reports July 3rd that New York lawmakers sent a bill with $50 million in annual tax credits for producing music and digital games to the desk of Governor Andrew Cuomo. The bill gives tax breaks for studio rentals, music mixing, session musicians, programmers, and video design and editing done in New York, with lawmakers arguing that California, Louisiana, and Tennessee give similar tax breaks, and New York needs to keep its 4% of the national commercial music business. But the state authority's budget office released its annual report July 5th criticizing these sorts of bills. Quote, this concept of giving tax breaks, giving loans and grants to encourage private industry, we can't see a strong correlation between what we're doing in an area and the results that are given, the report said. Read the story about that report in the Albany Times Union. William J. Kembel reports in the Daily Freeman that on July 5th, Woodstock Town Supervisor Jeremy Wilbur applauded the state's plan to allow swimming at the Kenneth L. Wilson Campground for the first time in a dozen years. The State Department of Environmental Conservation is adding a new picnic pavilion, a handicapped accessible fishing pier, a kayak and canoe launch, and a swimming beach with new bathrooms to the campground. Quote, when the kids were little, we used to take them swimming, Wilbur said. Quote, especially when that swimming hole was there, it was really a favorite with parents, end quote. There has not been swimming there since 2004 because of overgrown vegetation and bacteria from bird waste. A beach with swimming first opened there in 1979. The DEC has not said when swimming will return. Hot weather is predicted the next few days, and other local swimming spots include North South Lake Campground, Mongout Pond Campground, Bear Spring Mountain Campground, and Little Pond Campground. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Keisha Klucki reports in Politico New York that the State Education Department and the Board of Regents could make recommendations that change the way schools are funded to the governor before January budget discussions. Education policymakers and stakeholders in Albany are discussing the ways schools are funded and if they will follow the current formula for funding. New York has never fully followed the foundation aid formula set up during a decade-long court battle, pausing the phase-in of the formula during the 2009-10 school year because of the economic recession. The phasing in is the, quote, biggest expense for the state, end quote, said Michael Borges, executive director of the New York State Association of School Business Officials. Quote, it's within the realm of possibility that foundation aid could get fully funded over the next 2 years, assuming the state's economy stayed the same, end quote. Read the full story in Politico, New York. Reisman in State of Politics reports that U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand will hold a roundtable discussion on the Hoosick Falls water crisis July 8th at the Hoosick Falls Central School Auditorium. Quote, the Hoosick and Petersburg communities are invited to a roundtable discussion with U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, said the school district's website. Quote, Hoosick Falls CSD and Superintendent Kenneth Fassin are hosting Senator Gillibrand for a meeting that is open to the public. Senator Gillibrand will hear from citizens of Hoosick Falls and Petersburg regarding how the PFOA contamination has personally impacted their lives, end quote. Gillibrand, U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer, and Representative Chris Gibson have called for federal hearings on water quality issues, but there have been no hearings there or in Albany about the water contamination. Read the full story in State of Politics. This has been the WGXC News Update.